gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Oh, in Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge. Oh,
hello, the Hawk.
Good morning, it's Garth.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, 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 okay. I'm trying. Okay. This is Garth Brooks.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you? Hey, I have notes here, and one of the notes says, and I don't know if it's right, so help me out, that you might have been at CRS this year.
I was actually at CRS a couple years ago when you kicked off the preview for the world tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, my heart is beating out of my chest. My hands are sweating and shaking. Look, I've been doing this 30 years. You're coming up. It's the 30th anniversary of you and the class of 1989 with Alan Jackson, Clint Black. My career has followed your career. I'm just one of many, many DJs that played your music over the years. And I just want to do one thing real quick here. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh, man, that's awfully sweet. No, it's the other way around. Thank you, man, because you've had your choices of people to play, and I just can't believe you guys have spun ours, man. It's been a fun ride.
You know, when I got the chance to go full-time in radio, and it was on a country station at the time, I really wasn't into country. And I was doing overnights at a radio station, and then I heard this guy named Garth, and I'm like, hey, this guy's pretty good. I can get into this guy. And it has grown into a full love for what you do, who you are, and the music you make, and the way that you have reached and touched so many people over your career. And I'm one of millions, I'm sure, but to have the opportunity to speak to you right now.
That'd be the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me. Thank you.
This is like a bucket list moment for me, and I'm trying to keep it together, but you're just amazing. you're amazing, man. Thank you. Thank
you're
you,
doing
Garth.
A good, man. You're doing a good job. How far are you guys from Boise?
So we're about 4 hours, and I actually started my career in Boise in 96, and I'm out here in Idaho Falls now, and for you to be calling this little radio station out here in Idaho Falls is a big deal. So can you believe it's been 30 years since 1989? I mean, when you look back, does it seem like yesterday, or does it seem like 30 years?
Yeah, man, it's like anything else. Sometimes it seems like yesterday. Sometimes it feels like 100 years ago. It's been a fun ride. I think my favorite part about getting to play music right now is looking around, and if you saw us anywhere when we started our career, you're going to see the same band, same crew. We made this trip together. So we're kind of like a family out there on the road, kind of like a caravan or a bunch of gypsies, and it's just the same guys. So it's fun to get to share this ride with them and get to share it with. You see people out there. You see people that show up for the shows that were there, you know, for all the county fairs, state fairs, and everything. And it's been a sweet ride.
Yeah, so it's been 20 years since you've been in Boise, and we believe that you might need a refresher course. So there's only two things that we think you need to remember when you play Boise on July 20th.
Okay, bring it. I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, it's Boise, not Boise, which it sounds like you already got that. You got that. And the other one is fry sauce is mandatory with your fries or tots, period.
Nice. And what is it?
Okay, so fry sauce is your traditional ketchup and mayo, but we believe it originated in our neck of the woods, so it is sacred and dear to anything potato.
Fair enough. Now you're talking my wife. She always makes mayo and ketchup and everything that she does. So
there you
she's going to be at home there. This will be good.
All right. All right. Well, as long as you got that, you're going to be fine. The stadium tour on the blue, the Smurf Turf at Boise State University. No one's ever played the Smurf Turf, brother, so it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, man, we're excited, and we hear it's brand new, so I promise you we will handle it with kid gloves when we move all the stuff in on it, but this is going to be fun, man, and no promises after that. It's going to get It's going to get rowdy. It's going to get loud, and we're going to be there too long.
Yeah, I dusted off your ultimate hits collection, and I literally ran through every song last night. And I just, you know, to experience that live, for nobody that has, it has to be something that you see live. And from what I understand, you're trying to make every stop different than the last one. How are you going to do that?
Well, it must be, man, because these are special one-night kind of appearances. So the last tour we were on was 3 years, and sometimes we were doing, you know, multiple nights in cities, and some of those multiple nights were like 10 or 11 nights, and the show kind of became in a groove. Here, it's just once every, I don't know, right? It's happening about once a month, and we're doing these stadium shows, and they're one kind of a lifetime kind of show. So we want to make sure that each city kind of gets its own version of it. So this is going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fantastic. Saturday, July 20th, Albertson Stadium, Boise State University. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. sharp. Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. Ticketmaster Express. You're so big, you got your own number. 877-654-2784. Or use the Ticketmaster app. Get them because they're going to go fast. You must experience Garth Brooks. That has to be on your bucket list. And for somebody like you, man, I mean, you've done so much. You've done it all, Garth. I mean, I stayed up at night for the last 2 nights. What do I ask a man that's been asked everything? What do I say to him? I would ask you this. What's on your bucket list? Have all of your dreams come true? Is there something that you still want to achieve now after everything you've already achieved?
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, just feel lucky and blessed to get to do this. And if you're a parent, you know, your bucket list is all about your kids.
Yes.
And so my bucket list, I mean, my children are healthy, the love of my life and my best friend, and I get to play music and people are showing up.
Yeah.
So my bucket list just says one more day like today. That's it. I'll take it, man. This is a lot of fun.
Wow. I love you, Garth. I really do. I mean that.
Well, I love you right back, man. I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you said. And getting to ride this ride together is pretty cool because, you know, we were lucky. Me and you were lucky in the fact that we were kind of like in the seams of country music. So we got to see Haggard and Jones. We got to see Buck Owens, Strait, Whitley, Travis, those guys. And then you get to see this brand new wave of artists that are built on that old country stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty cool. So it might sound a little different, but the truth is it always changes with each generation, but they know their country music. And it's pretty cool to be sitting right in the middle of it.
Amen to that. You know, Brooks and Dunn did that reboot album with a lot of the new artists. Have you ever thought of doing something like that? You know, collaborating with some of the new artists on some of your stuff? Or
yeah, man, it would be fun. And what's pretty cool is I'm lucky enough to be one of those artists that I kind of know everybody here in Nashville, so everybody's kind of got my number. So I'll get texts at 2 a.m. from artists or people going, hey, man, look, this dude's playing. And it was Chris Young in Atlanta. He was rehearsing, and they're doing Papa Love Mama. And it's pretty cool. And so then somebody else will send you something with somebody's doing Ain't Going Down, the Sun Comes Up. And it's fun. So I kind of get to live that every day. It's pretty neat how our stuff kind of transfers live, which is great for me because the artists for me that transferred live really well were Seeger. These guys like Strait stuff transfers really well. Nitty Gritty stuff transfers really well live.
Absolutely.
So it's fun that people are playing our stuff.
Now, one more question before I let you go, because apparently other people want to talk to you as well. now that we're getting going, I got to say, first of all, massive respect for you taking that time off, you know, right there in your career to raise your girls and be dad. And to come back even as stronger in some respects is just phenomenal. I have two daughters. I'm kind of a bookender. I got a 19-year-old boy and a 16-year-old boy, and I got a 4-year-old girl and a 2-year-old girl.
Ooh.
Boys and girls are so different. As a father that has raised girls, I need your advice. Give me at least one piece of advice for raising a girl that I can use.
Well, the whole thing's just love, man. Just the boys are going to try and open the door with their head the rest of their life. So if you got two boys, you already know that.
Yeah.
So the thing is, knowing boys really helps you with girls because you'll when it comes time for your girls to kind of try and get out there on their own and figure if boys will be involved. And so you've already got a leg up on that. Just love them baby girls because they love their daddy.
Ah, well, we love you, Garth Brooks. We cannot wait to see you Saturday, July 20th at Boise State University. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. God bless you. my friend. Thank you.
Don, I've enjoyed it. I appreciate what you said. Look forward to seeing you there in Boise. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Garth.
I'll see you, brother.
Bye.
Alrighty.
When it comes to things on your bucket list, some people have skydiving, visiting an exotic country, or bungee jumping. But every